Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
Oh, yeah. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Monday to you. Make it a wonderful Monday. I'm getting some wonderful news in here, and I will have this all worked out for you tomorrow. So make sure you join me tomorrow, 10 to noon, because I will be giving you free tickets to know safe places. Yes, I am just getting the word down that we have some tickets to know safe places, the Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla film. I'm going to get the details worked out, and we'll start giving them away tomorrow. How about that? It is so important that people go and see this movie and take other people to see it and get the conversation started. Right now, I've been kind of looking around, and I had somebody send this to me. Looks like the Riverside is the only place that it's playing right now, which is kind of disappointing. That should be at every theater across the country. But it's controversial. It's just like the pro-life movie that was a huge hit that just couldn't get any traction because, well, people don't want you to see it. People don't want you to see safe places. So that makes it even all the more important to go see. No safe spaces. Century Riverside, Sarah Street, downtown. Be listening tomorrow and I'll have tickets. I really want you to go see this. I want you to see how this country is going crazy. Absolutely crazy. And why we are giving in to people. Why we are letting people be involved in things that they shouldn't be involved in. Going back to the fight for ICE. Good organization. ICE. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. It's so bad, law enforcement can't keep up on it, so we have to have a separate group. Like the ATF. ICE needs to go out and get these criminals off of the streets and get them deported back to their home countries. There's a way to immigrate into this country that is legal. You may not like it, but it's there and you can do it. But these protesters have gone so far, it's not just abolishing ICE that they want. They want open borders. They're not just vandalizing buildings. Activists are actually distributing a list of demands. They are demanding that ICE be abolished, that borders be abolished, and prisons. People are actually cementing themselves into place. I guess bolt cutters, you know, came along so they don't chain themselves to doors or anything anymore. Shots have been fired. People have tried explosions. They've damaged facilities. And that is all across the country. It's going crazy. They're burning American flags and putting up Mexican flags. I mean, ICE facilities nationwide under siege by these clean up my language here, violent radicals. They want to disrupt it all. And the protests are just growing because they have a built-in population. They want it all torn down. They even want detainees out of prison. No. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. It's going to be a fight. And I hope you decide to get involved at some point. Because this whole we the people means we the people. If you believe that this country needs to have borders, well, if you don't have borders, you're not a country. You're not a nation. And if you are not a nation of laws, then what does any of it matter? For these people who want open borders, I would definitely buy them a plane ticket to the Middle East, to anywhere else in this world. And you go try that BS there. This country is being attacked by so many different groups out there that it's just pathetic. Why? Because we are the only ones that are standing up for our Constitution. We declared independence for a reason. We didn't like the status quo over there. The monarchies. The living under the rule of dictatorship. People are trying to paint Trump as that, and it is just incredible. Because that is the furthest thing from the truth. It's hard to call him a politician because I want to say he's the only politician who has ever really worked for the people. Love Ronald Reagan. Great man. Did a lot for this country. But like every president before him, he has to work with a team, and he made mistakes. And Trump has made mistakes. But he is trying to drain the swamp of the people, not the politicians. The people who call Washington, D.C. home, who feel that they have the right to control everything that you do, everything that you say. Everything that you are allowed to have. Everything that you do to yourself. I don't smoke. Not a smoker. Feel bad for people that smoke because it's an addiction. Addictions suck. Whatever you may be addicted to. Alcohol, drugs, gambling. Porn. I mean, the list goes on and on. My name's Monica Jay, and I'm addicted to shopping. I know it sounds weird, but it's just as bad. Reagan did something detrimental or agreed to do something detrimental to this country, but it wasn't all his fault. because presidents before him were always taking money away from mental health. Till it got to the point where people couldn't be taken care of. And so they were being neglected. We need those facilities back. We need to get people off the streets who need to be in these types of facilities. And I'll say facility, institution, I guess, is a bad word. It's all semantics. Like trying to change the term homeless. I am so sick of this BS. If you don't have a home, you're homeless. Now, there could be different reasons for you to be homeless, but that is a reason. The definition is still the same. You don't have a home, you're homeless. Stop wasting your time doing stuff like, oh, we're not going to call it a manhole anymore. What? Really? With the major problems we have going on in this world, in this country, you are just wasting our time. And that's what they want to do. They're taking your focus off of other things. The things that we should be focused on right now. Enforcing the laws we have on the books. Fixing our education system from the bottom up so we can compete on the world stage. Common Core, that's just the dumbing down of America so we can't compete with other countries. So we can be dominated. If you teach kids, they will learn. They will be smarter. But you have to make them do it. You can't take up all of their time with the SHARE program and making sure that everybody is feeling all the same feelings and embracing all the same things. Kids need to be learning, not taking on all this social agenda crap. You talk about having a world for the next generation with all this climate BS. How about having a country for those kids? How about having a country that is founded on the principles of everyone's created equal? It doesn't say every man is created equal. It says every man is created equal. If you actually read the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and stop listening to what other people are saying about it, then this would be a hell of a lot better place. What are your thoughts? 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show. Got lots of meetings coming up this week. Going to give you a highlight of a few on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
Hey, maybe I'll learn to sew. Maybe I'll just lie low. Maybe I'll hit the bars. Maybe I'll count the stars until the dawn. Me, I will go on. Maybe I'll settle down.
We say Merry Christmas, and we mean it. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk and Talk of the Town. No safe spaces. You can see it at the Riverside. We're going to be giving away tickets. Want you to go see this. It is important that you go see this. This is actually coming from a gentleman in New York City. Calls himself the movie guru. Vital, timely, and alarming. Wow. Woman in flyover country. That means the Middle East. Or not the Middle East, the Midwest. Kudos to Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla. So very articulate and persuasive. This will make you wake up and no longer want to give your hard-earned money, tax dollars, or send your children to these schools. High schools and colleges have to start teaching civics. They did teach civics when I was in school. Was it that long ago? It was the 80s. I graduated in 84. Actually, I flunked civics and then I had to take it again and I got just a great grade. Constitution, well, they teach the Constitution. They just don't teach the Bill of Rights. They don't teach the Jefferson Papers or the Federalist Papers. What we don't teach anymore is American principles. Our freedoms. Janine says, exceptionally important film. It gave us a raw and disturbing view of what our colleges and our universities are like now. It's frightening, really. More people need to know of this. This is my favorite comment. Kudos to the producers for making a high-quality, non-partisan film that simply shows what's happening. Imagine that. Non-partisan. This is a wake-up call to what our future will be like if we lose free speech. We are on the verge of losing so much more than just free speech. We are on the verge of losing our Second Amendment rights as well. This is a problem, people. This is a big problem. Schools have been taken over. The education system has been taken over, not just with the universities and with the colleges. It's in the high schools. It's in the elementary schools. When you have elementary kids learning how to self-stimulate, don't you think it's time to call stop? What happened to reading, writing, arithmetic? That's how they got that third R in there. Science, math, engineering. These are the things that help us compete on the world stage. Not how many genders there are, because they can't even get that straight. There's two genders. You're born either a male or a female. What you feel like on the inside is, well, that's incidental. That's just an after fact. And that could actually change later on. A lot of people have gone through sex change procedures And then years down the line, they wish they hadn't. Because people aren't thinking anymore. They're just made to feel. Don't you feel bad for these people? Don't you feel like we should be doing this to help them? No. We need to think. We need to use our brains and we need to use our voices. At 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show, the home of Fox News on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So let's get an update and, oh, see what maybe Congress is doing or all those other people that are just trying to keep you in your box. Here's the news.
Ralphie, what would you like for Christmas?
I want an official Red Ryder Carbine Action 200 Joe Wayne's Ball Air Rifle.
Ooh, you'll shoot your eye out, kid.
It wasn't the BB gun. No, with those killer icicles. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today and talking about whatever you want to talk about at 884-9910. I would like to send out a sincere, sincere birthday wish. One of my favorite actors, Kirk Douglas. He's 103 today. Kirk Douglas. Oh my gosh. And his wife, Anne, is 100. What I want for Christmas? I want to know what they're taking. Amazing. Amazing. Always one of my favorite movies. Really obscure for him. Just no name flick. I mean, he's done so many great things, but I don't know. I just loved him in this. It was called Greed. It just shows how people are. Oh. So, did you hear that California knocked down felonies for shoplifting to misdemeanors? We don't necessarily, I guess, have to worry so much about porch pirates. Because in California now, and I hope this doesn't become a trend here. You haven't seen it yet, but you never know. Now, they're taking out the middleman and just hitting the UPS trucks. Yeah. Stealing UPS trucks, robbing UPS trucks. It's just unbelievable. This is where you see the worst come out in people. We're in the holidays. Rather than go get a job, which even though we have this stellar unemployment rate, everybody's hiring. Everybody is hiring. If you don't want to work a fast food counter or if you don't want to work in retail, well, guess what? NDOT's hiring. Talking to the friend of a friend of a friend who said somebody just came in and quit the other day. They're always hiring. You just have to make the effort to put in the application. Here's the thing. Because of standards, lowering our morals, values, drugs, and alcohol. I won't just, not just drugs, mainly drugs. People just don't want to work. It's easier for them to follow the UPS truck, drive by your house, see you haven't picked up your packages yet, jump out of the car, and go steal them. It's just easier. What they get, it's a surprise. We have all kinds of places you can sell stuff now. Craigslist, Poshmark, Lux. I mean, the list goes on and on. Or when I worked at retail at Gottschalk's, just extremely ballsy, having people bring back in the stuff they stole. For store credit. Even when you know they stole it. Even when they know you know they stole it. But just like big companies today, Walmart down the street from me, they're not supposed to say anything to you if they think that they suspect you. You can just walk right out. Especially if it's a certain, you know, under a certain value. Yet they stop you at the door if you legitimately went through the checkout and have your receipt. Sam's and Walmart, back to everybody now, checking all the receipts. It's, what a joke that is. All you're doing is messing up my time to get back out into the parking lot and to get everything back into the car and then head home. Standing in line, waiting to get out. Standing in line to give you my money, standing in line to get out of the building. When you just let people walk out with stuff. That's just incredible. So just be a thief. Incredible. If you drive for UPS, if you drive for FedEx, what's that other one? DMI or something like that. Or whoever, if you're a courier. Can I ask you a favor? Can you give us a fighting chance against the criminals? I came home Friday to two different deliveries. One group of packages by the front door. So you just open the door and you pick them up. Then another delivery at the front stoop. Couldn't walk up the step and actually take it to the door another 4 feet. Just put it on the step there. Now, see, I know neither one of these were FedEx. There are these sites all over Facebook, Rants and Raves. Douglas County Rants and Raves. Northern Nevada Rants and Raves. WCSD Rants and Raves. Washoe County School District. Get on there. Share with your friends. So my rave is for my FedEx driver. Because I have two columns in front of my house. FedEx driver, always puts the packages behind the column. So you can't see them from the street. UPS, USPS, and everybody else. Just puts them right out there for you to see. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. Could you take just that extra second or two? If people have columns or pillars or something in front of their house, kind of tuck it away there. They'll find it. Most people, when they order stuff, they, you know, they know that something's going to be coming. They check. Yeah. Porch pirates make me sick. Unbelievable. 884-9910, whatever you'd like to talk about today. And don't forget to put a rave out there for the people who are doing great this time of year. Because I tell you, working in retail, it is tough. It is tough. So flash a smile every once in a while. Say thank you. When somebody says, sorry you had to wait in line so long, say, that's okay. Things happen. Want to read you one of the responses to the poll question today, which is, actually, I want to get it worded correctly because I was saying it wrong. Semantics do make a difference. Should autistic kids be in mainstream classrooms? Should autistic kids be in mainstream classrooms? Debate going on Facebook. I had to jump in on that. As it stands now, 36% of those voting at 991fmtalk.com, log on, 36.36 say yes. 63.64 say no. It's a disruption. Disruption to kids who want to learn. But autistic kids want to learn. Yes, but autistic kids don't always have the skills that it takes to be in a setting like that. But we're all supposed to just band together for the betterment of one. It doesn't matter if, gosh, when you used to do class size, you'd say 20. Now you say 30 or 40. As long as that one child is content, then the other 30 or 40 just have to go along with it. Yeah. What happened to majority rules? Because when you really break things down, it's only the minority, and even at that, the small minority, the ones that scream the loudest, seem to be changing everything for the rest of us. 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We'll wrap up the show after this.
Christmas in America, a blessed time of year. Children laugh and carolers sing, and Santa mounts his gear. Family, friends, and food and fun, and sleigh rides down the lane.
FM Talk, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
Hey, where did we go? Oh, Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl, always makes me think of summer. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I have brown eyes, but my mother says it's because I'm full of, well, you know. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Brian this morning, who wants to add something to the subject of autism, autistic kids in mainstream classrooms. Hi, Brian.
Good morning. Good morning, Monica. So
what's your thought on this?
So I have a daughter with special needs. Granted, it's Down syndrome and not autism. But I think, yes, kids with disabilities should be full inclusion in the general ed classroom. Granted, I'm going to caveat that with, now there are some kids with disabilities that should not be or shouldn't participate in general ed at 100%, just because they might be mentally retarded enough that it actually is not benefiting them. But studies have shown, regardless of disability, kids do better with inclusion because they learn from their peers. And what I've learned with Washoe County School District is, you know, they always do not have the best interests of the child at heart. Shocker.
Yeah.
So you have to fight. I mean, my daughter does general ed as well as what they call CLS, or Certified Learning Skills, and she has an IEP. So I think based on the IEP, if the child can learn, granted, albeit at a slower pace in the general ed classroom, then you have to give them that opportunity. Just because a child has a disability or whatever doesn't mean that child's not entitled to the same education as an average student.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this as a parent, Brian, because I'm totally ignorant on this, so I'm so glad you called. But what if there were, you talk about learning with your peers and everything like that. What if there were a school specifically to help kids in that learning environment with their education levels to let them go at their pace and let them have more attention from, say, teachers who are professionals with kids who are autistic. Now, I know there's an autism spectrum that,
right.
You know, I'm looking at the kids who all of a sudden are disruptive and burst out in anger and that need to be, we see so many teachers now, we've got duct tape, we've had handcuffs, we've had put in closets. I mean, this isn't acceptable. But I think teachers get frustrated. Wouldn't it be better in a classroom with teachers that actually know autism?
Well, I'm kind of torn on that because from what you're just, because I'm conservative and liberal. I'm not one way or the other. I decide on the actual choice or the problem. So the way you're describing it, to where the child could be dangerous or have behaviors, depending on where they are at the spectrum. There is a school like that in Washoe County, and that's I believe it's Marvin Piccolo, where they have the severely disabled or mentally retarded kids. So yes, for those kids, you know, it's a form of segregation either way you look at it.
Yeah.
So yes, for those kids. Granted, now parents are going to say, well, that's my child. Why is my child different than your child?
Exactly.
So I think it's when you get to that level where it creates a dangerous situation or the possibility of one, or if you basically have the data from that child showing that it is detrimental to the class as a whole, then, yes, you have to make some sort of adjustment to their placement. And again, that's with the IEP. You should know that well ahead of time if that child is capable of being in a general ed classroom a percent of the time. So with my daughter, last year she was about 80% general ed. This year we tried a little less general ed and a little bit more CLS, and we're not seeing the progress that we want. So now we're going to change and go back to more general ed. So I think, you know, if the parents are willing and you have a good support system with your IEP team, you know, you can do what's best for everybody.
Yeah,
but
and
because the child,
I have heard there's issues with special education in the Washoe County School District too. So that concerns me, but nobody wants to seem to talk about that issue. So, Brian, thank you so much for the call. Hey, check you tomorrow.